You know, a lot of people, like myself, for example, I find it really hard to pray. And sometimes, just like listening to the music, I sing along with it, and that's like my prayer to God.
Yeah, our testimonies are always going to be the most powerful thing.
I just hope that encourages you.
When we share what God is doing in our lives, we all get to learn and grow together.
To sit back and sort of look at it from a bird's eye view.
We can be a little better every day.
And ultimately, just make God proud.
That's life.
We're singing to one God.
That's the SOS community.
I love the dialogue. I love the discussion. I love you plugging in with our SOS community. That's what this is all about.
Start your day with Scott Harold. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking about leadership and influence on SOS Radio today with Dave Cavassier and Pastor Kevin Oder. How are you guys?
Hey, great. We're good to be here.
Thanks for letting us come.
So Dave Cavassier has been part of the Las Vegas television news world for over 27 years and now runs his own business. So he's going to be speaking on leadership today. And Kevin's no stranger to Las Vegas either, leading one of the fastest growing churches in the state of Nevada. And you've been here since the early 90s. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back. And we're excited to invite people to this year's Global Leadership Summit.
You have an amazing faculty this year. Every year, it's just like you step it up again and again. There are hundreds of locations all over the country, and Canyon Ridge is one of those.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 15 years, and we are so glad to do it again. And it's a void in what I believe in church world, but also in a whole lot of corporations and companies and other places of influence and leadership. When you say, what's your leadership development plan? You say, do you have a leadership development plan? They all go, yeah, we do. And then you say, what is it? And then there's this silence. Mm. And because of that, for a whole lot of churches that I know, that we all want to be led better, that if there were better leaders, there would be more impact for Christ. We provide a place where people can come that's available and affordable with a world-class faculty, all new material every year. And I have opportunities every year to listen to people I wouldn't normally listen to and think in a way I wouldn't normally think. And all of that challenges, and I call it an annual infusion of leadership inspiration and vision. And that's something I need as a leader, because leaders can sag and they can limp and they can start to get tired. And to go to a place where you're around other leaders and you hear leaders talking to you, it just is an annual infusion of leadership inspiration. I think a lot of tired leaders need that kind of help. That's why we're so glad to offer it.
Now, Dave, you stepped away from the anchor desk last year, and you run your own business doing voiceovers or commercials and voice and audiobooks and emceeing a lot of events. But How has God challenged you to think of leadership differently since you've stepped out on your own? And not only are you the voice of it, but you're actually leading the business part of it.
I've thought a lot about that. And I think any listener might think, oh, a leadership summit. Why would I want to participate? I'm not a leader. I work as an accountant, or I'm a clerk. I wait tables. But we can all be leaders. We all have leadership influence in our own spheres, in our own areas of influence, including our friendships and the churches we go to. There is leadership availability for everybody to have an influence on those that are around them. And so leadership applies to all of us. We can be leaders. You can get inspired and find the infusion of energy you need at this summit. I've only been on the periphery of it. I've never actually attended one. But wow, when I started looking at what is available here in the summit and the people that are involved, the speakers that are there, I can't wait to see it.
We're talking to Dave Cavassier and Kevin Oder from Canyon Ridge Christian Church today at SOS Radio. And Dave, you've worked in the news media in Las Vegas for 27 years, and you've interviewed a lot of leaders through that time. What is your hope in attending the Global Leadership Summit and learning about influence this year?
It's the challenge that you have for yourself. If you want to be better, if you want to be a Christ-centered person, you don't want to be complacent. When you get complacent, when you get stagnant, you get sloppy. And that's not the place anybody wants to be. You want to be active in your faith and in your life. And that requires that you be challenged. This summit will challenge you.
I want to ask you this question. Have you ever seen a great leader implode or fall apart or crash and burn?
Well, let's look at a local, Steve Wynn. I see him as a great leader. I think he's transformed this town. Not to take anything away from his genius, but he had a flaw. And as we all do, we have several flaws, probably all of us. And still, he is esteemed as a great leader, but he fell. And so it's tough to watch that. It's like it's a destruction of the soul. And sometimes people need that to rebuild and to be challenged to become a better Christian. I hope that answers your question.
It does. And you've had the front row seats of probably more than one implosion. But that's a big one that is very visible. But for all of us that have known a leader of a church that has imploded, and what happens to the followers in the church when that leader falls apart.
It's so destructive.
It is so hurtful. And any family that implodes, when the mom implodes and the kids are left in the carnage, or any dad that turns out to not to be the kind of dad he should be, when we understand our responsibilities, take it seriously, and look at the influence that we do have, this kind of an annual infusion can remind us of the importance of our influence and how to steward our influence and leverage it. And as moms and dads and small group leaders or ministry leaders or just good members of a church or business leaders or Cub Scout leaders or Little League team managers, right, or you just keep going down the list of all the influence positions, what happens when we run into a leader who gets it and knows how to leverage that influence and bless and be something positive for every person they influence? That's the ripple effect of this kind of a conference, can raise the level of leadership of every level of influence.
And we need leaders. Every aspect of society, every level of socioeconomic level needs leaders. And that's why I'm saying, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, yeah, but I'm not a leader. Well, yeah, you are. You are a leader, and you should be a leader, and you should curry and build that leadership skill. And the more great leaders we have who are educated and infused with this challenge that you'll find at this summit, the better we all are.
You know, it's so interesting, too, because leadership can feel lonely. When you're the one that's leading, you don't feel like you have as many friends. You don't feel like the people on your staff may value you the same way that they value their coworkers that they go out and have lunch with here and there, because sometimes they see you as the suit. Sometimes they see you as the boss. Kevin, what can we do as leaders to make sure that we're not getting isolated? Because that's where a lot of the temptation comes in, where we see leaders fall.
That is a great question. Because so much of the fall of leaders is self-inflicted, and a lot of it has to do with nobody understands, and I don't have anyone I really can talk to that I can trust. And so when you're at the top of the influence list, it is very naturally isolated and alone. And one of the benefits of the summit, honestly, is that you feel for a couple days you're not alone. No matter if you're leading a big corporation with 20,000 employees or you're leading a family of three, and you're in the same room listening to the same stuff, laughing at the same lines because you see yourself needing help, and you realize, I have a camaraderie, we're in this together, all of us can be better leaders. The power of just being in a room with other leaders is very, very helpful.
Current events. Cutting edge. Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Leadership and success can be a double-edged sword sometimes. We're talking about leadership and influence with Dave Cavassier and Kevin Oder today on SOS Radio. And Dave, there's so much responsibility that comes with our leadership roles. A lot of the time we succeed professionally, our pride puffs up, our priorities get messed up, and that can cause us to fall spiritually if we're not careful. So when everything's going our way, sometimes we tend to forget about God, and that's a dangerous pit to fall into.
Leadership can be an isolating experience, especially if people put you on a pedestal, and then you feel like there's no one for you to go to. I think pastors stand to feel isolated almost more than any other sector of society or leadership. Where do they go? I mean, they've got God on their side, but when you need a human to talk to, who do you go to? Let me just throw some numbers out at you here. I've got some cheat sheet notes here that I want to run past you. Independent research shows that 83% of the attendees will improve their teamwork and their job productivity. 87% will be more satisfied in their professional and personal lives. 61% will derive better clarity for their organization's vision. And 81% say their employees see them as better leaders. Those are pretty high numbers. I mean, those aren't waffly numbers. Those stand on their own. And so you wonder, you know, I'm going to listen to some inspiring speakers. Okay, great. But what's it going to do for my leadership? It's going to build your character. And from character comes leadership.
So where do we sign up? It's August the 9th and the 10th. It's going to be hundreds of different locations all over the country, but in Las Vegas, Pastor Kevin, your church is hosting.
Yes, we are in the northwest side of town at Canyon Ridge and 6200 West Lone Mountain Road. It is an easy to get to location, so that helps people. There's one down at Lake Mead Academy on the southeast side of town, and Metro, once again, is going to be offering this to their officers. And that's kind of a cool thing.
It tells you something right there.
It sure does. The general public is not going to the Metro one. It's just for those officers. The availability in this town, and I tell people, back before they went to satelliting this conference from the home campus in Chicago, we would buy plane tickets, we would get a hotel room, we would get a car rental to go to a conference on leadership. And we would spend around $1,000 a person to get there. And it was like, well, what if instead of you all had to make this pilgrimage to Chicago, what if we could send it out? And that's what they've chosen to do. And it has turned into be this bonanza of networking and connecting all over the globe. We're now the Global Leadership Summit. They may have 450,000 leaders that attend this conference this year because they're able to keep producing it in other languages, in other locations. in places that can't afford it. So some of the fees that are paid for the American Summit help fuel the less fortunate places or the tougher to get to places in the world. So that global leadership is really being lifted.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about the GLS is every year they bring in pastors from South America and Africa, business leaders, and they're also to speak on it. So we hear from pastors from large churches all over the country, people like Craig Groeschel and Erwin McManus, and those who have checked in, and they lead teams of volunteers of thousands of people every single week. But then we'll also hear from business leaders, like people that are working for Apple and Shake Shack and Morgan Stanley. But then we also have this international perspective that they like to bring in every single year. I love how it's all-encompassing, and it's all about the person, the individual, and that circle of influence.
It stretches your thinking beyond yourself. And yep. I have to think higher and harder every summit. Man, that's good for me because I can get complacent, as Dave said, and just get into my ruts and routines and feel comfortable and confident in what my norm is. But every year it's a stimulation to think higher and better. This year's summit has some fresh speakers that have never been there before and from cutting edge places in our business world. Sometimes Christians are concerned about our summit because they see non-Christians teaching there. And one of the things that we believe humbly is that we can learn from anyone, and that truth comes from God, and we can have a filter, and leaders are equipped with a filter to be able to think through what they're thinking and apply to your Christian setting stuff. And so we trust leaders to have that filter. So we can learn from everybody, and they, of course, are appropriate. But we also do have pastors there, which we're very comfortable listening to. And so it's a combination because we believe the business people we invite to the summit can learn from pastors. And we believe that pastors can learn from business people. And this learning, mutual encouragement, edification just really stimulates something positive.
Talking about leadership, we're talking about influence on SOS Radio today with Dave Cavassier and Pastor Kevin Oder from Canyon Ridge Christian Church. And Dave, there's no doubt we live in an information age, and sometimes we just feel overwhelmed by all the negative influences when we hear about eruptions and school attacks and even politics. And you've worked in an industry where you've reported news for over 2 decades, but you've learned about emotional health, you know, how you prevent that barrage of all the tragic stories from influencing you negatively when every single night that's front and center in your world.
Well, it's not so bad if you start your day off with prayer and end it with prayer, but it's true. It does wear on you. I like to tell people, why'd you retire? And I answer them by saying, I kind of got tired of telling other people's bad stories. And over time, I think like EMTs and police officers, nurses and doctors in the ER, you build an emotional callus as a news person. You have to. I can remember turning to my co-anchor, Paula Francis, numerous times during commercial breaks and saying, Paula, what's going on out there? Because we've already reported 3 child abuse cases in this newscast. And it can wear on you. And so, you know, as a Christian, I look to that resource of the faith and the Spirit and my wife and my family. My pastor, to help me to provide the support that I can get through those kind of things. But you can't turn your face away from it because it's the world we live in, and we have to know that it's there. We have to be inspired by that to want things to be better.
Pastor Kevin, how do we address emotional health when we're trying to lead in a culture where a lot of times there's a lot of pushback?
Recently, there's been a trend in the last 5 years to talk about emotional intelligence. And there's actually a test out there, like an IQ test. There's an EQ test on how emotionally intelligent you are. And that's a deciding factor on some leaders who have great intellect and high grades and great skill proficiencies, but they fail as leaders because they lack emotional intelligence. Part of that is how to handle people, how to handle problems, how to navigate a storm and crisis. And there's just this wisdom or strength or perseverance factor that leaders can have that set them apart. May not be the sharpest one at the company, but they're the best leader because of their emotional intelligence. That's one piece of it. But there's this other side of emotional health that you're talking about. In my view, the Bible talks a lot about that because they use this phrase, the heart. And the heart of a leader, we of faith, we understand that that's a comprehensive phrase. The intellect of a leader, the skill set of a leader, the education of a leader, the experience of a leader, we can come around and look at leadership from all those very appropriate phrases. But those of us of faith, we talk about the heart of a leader, which is this compilation of motives, of why am I doing what I'm doing, sense of calling, why am I doing what I'm doing, and what's the why behind it, not just the what, and this accountability factor to God, where you are fueled by something bigger than yourself versus just the goal or just the outcome, that you see the big picture in mind. that you realize whatever kingdom you built, you're going to leave behind, but the people are eternal. And so one of your primary jobs is developing people. David was a man after God's own heart. He had a heart of a leader, and he still fell. What he didn't guard his heart. So the importance of guarding your heart as a leader is so critical. So you guard your heart, you have a hurt heart. When you have wounds of your heart, that can lead to bad actions and bad decisions. So getting your heart healed. And so that's the benefit of faith and a pastor and friends that can help the hurts heal. We have tired hearts. We get fatigued and discouraged and depressed. Where do we get refueled and refreshed? And what renews your soul? When we look at the heart of a leader, I believe out of the overflow of our heart, a mouth speaks. Jesus said that in his teachings. And a full-hearted leader is what we want. Leading from the depth of their soul, leading with all of their heart. And I believe this kind of a conference can be a place, it's like a hospital visit, an ER checkup, it's a place, it's a heart check. Phrase I'm using of the leadership infusion of vision and inspiration is good for my heart. I don't know how else to say that, and helps get my heart healthy so I can go back into the battle with full passion. And if we can help infuse a full-hearted leader into the battles they're fighting in our city, wherever they're leading, we are better led when we have a full-hearted leader.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.
Dave Cavassier and Kevin Oder are spending some time with us today at SOS Radio. Dave's worked in the news media in Las Vegas for a long time. Kevin Oder leads one of the largest churches in Nevada. We're talking about leadership and influence on SOS Radio. Now, Dave, even though we're not all leaders in the corporate world, we're all leaders in some way, even if we just lead ourselves or our family or in volunteer situations. But, Dave, what have you learned about influence that Christians actually have?
It was a challenge because as a news person and in the interest of garnering all the viewers you can, being non-controversial, I was officially neutral on all things political and religious. Hey, I'm not on the air as a news person anymore. So guess what? I can say what I want. And I've never kept a secret that I was a Christian, but it wasn't something I would go on the news and say, tonight's top story, I'm a Christian. It's not part of what you do in this secular news world. But, you know, it is a challenge to not be overbearing about your faith and yet to witness in your actions. And that's what I've always done. I've always tried to be a witness to my faith in the actions that I brought to the community, in the support I gave to children's charities, and my actions towards my colleagues in the newsroom. I remember when Polly Gonzalez died, two or three people came to me right away and said, we should pray. I thought it was interesting they came to me. So I was glad that they understood that I was a Christian and I could help with that.
Yeah, and you've had some opportunities too, just to infuse some other things like Wednesday's Child, which is a regular feature on your show every single week, where you were speaking into the foster system and all the kids in our community that need adoption. That comes from your heart.
I suppose you could call it leadership. I just had a passion for it and wanted to, I identified one thing I knew I could do well, and that was to tell a story of a child that needed a home and bid the viewers to do something about it. And how many news stories ask you to, here's a problem, and then move on to the next problem? Well, this news story says, here's a problem, will you call a number, consider adoption? It was really the best use of TV, I thought. And so, in a sense, I guess you could call that leadership, but, time and again, I was put up on this pedestal as a leader in the community, and I'm okay with that, but being an introvert at heart, speaking of heart, being an introvert, I've had to work at that, and I think this is one of the things that Kevin was trying to say about this leadership, is it brings you out of yourself. It's a good place to be. You want to be challenged to do something new, to open your horizons, to set new goals for yourself. And this leadership summit will do that. It sets you apart from yourself enough to see that there's new challenges out there. We were talking before this interview, you were talking about a speaker from last year who had come up with this concept of grit. It reminded me of a great word that comes out of the Jewish tradition, which is chutzpah. Yeah. It means audacity. And you have to be audacious to be a leader. You have to step out just a little bit above your comfort zone. And these people, all these speakers have done that. So learn from them.
We're talking about leadership and influence on SOS Radio today. Dave Cavassier was a news anchor in Las Vegas for 27 years and now runs his own production company. And Kevin Oder is one of the pastors at Canyon Ridge Christian Church. But Dave, over the years, a lot of leaders have taught on the seven pillars of culture, things like arts, and education, and government, and media is one of those. And when you work in the news world with people who hold starkly different beliefs than you hold personally, how do you cut through and shine your light with integrity and truth and grace?
That's the word right there, is integrity and a reputation. And so over the years, I've hopefully created this reputation that's trustworthy. I think the management at the stations I've worked at wanted to capitalize on that by having me on the air because I was seen as trustworthy, also as a friend or someone recognizable, someone they knew they could trust. It was familiar. That's huge to have that. That's a weight to bear, that kind of trust. But it's also something I wore kind of proudly because I'd earned it. I'd worked for it. You don't want to treat that lightly.
No, you don't. To trust the voice is huge, just like to trust the voice of a pastor or to trust the voice of a teacher or the voice of a parent.
Absolutely.
All of us in those leadership
positions of authority, yeah.
Positions of authority and leadership. Mm-hmm. If we have that influence, we want it to be excellent. And so when you were saying, I didn't really have that much influence because it was a secular job and I had to kind of stay undercover, doing your job well was an influence that was positive. I just wanted to...
And the word consistency needs to be in there too, because it's day after day after day, newscast after newscast, and the consistency is so important. It becomes a reliable, dependable thing that people like. It's one of the few constants in their life, and they knew they could rely on that every day at 5, 6, and 11. Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Hey, thank you for that.
Well, thank both of you for being here today and sharing with us about the Global Leadership Summit. Kevin, your church is going to be one of the host locations, and where can we find all the information?
www.willowcreek.com/event/leadership. But you can also contact our church, or you can ask somebody that's been before because they're getting emails and connections and so forth. So bring a friend.
Talking to Dave Cavassier and Pastor Kevin Oder today on SOS Radio. The Willow Creek Global Leadership Summit is August the 9th and the 10th. SOSradio.net has a link to all the different locations.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.